Welcome to Business Authority Radio, bringing you insights from today's thought leaders, professionals, and influencers with your hosts, Neil Howe and Craig Williams.
Welcome to another episode of Business Authority Radio with Craig Williams. And I have the pleasure and honor on this episode to talk with the clinic director and the owner of Atlanta Medical Clinic, Dr. Timothy Dembowski. Tim, as you like to be called. Tell me a little bit about a lot of the focus of what you all do here. I would say you're a specialist in relieving the pain that we all come into contact with, unfortunately, naturally. And so you tell me if I'm pretty accurate, but you have a pretty impressive clinic here. But tell me what the focus and how you got into this business. You've been at it for a while. You look so young. Obviously, it's working for you to be in this business for almost two decades now.
Well, don't let the gray hair fool you. I think our focus, first and foremost, has been a multidiscipline approach where we know not just medical or chiropractic or physical therapy or nutrition or weight loss can get it done. So we've always tried to encompass really a team of good professionals who can do a little bit of everything. So I think simply enough, non-drug, non-surgical has really been our focus. And how can we help you naturally get out of pain?
Wow. Wow. Very comprehensive, sounds like. Yeah.
Like it to be, yes.
Well, what would you say what are you passionate about? Obviously, you have a plethora of skills and abilities, but there seems to be something that you're uniquely, you have a dream team here. It's very obvious that you have a dream team. I saw a lot of the technology. It was pretty impressive. I mean, I've been to a number of chiropractic offices and not seen anything like this before.
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, the technology is only as good as the practitioner utilizing it, number one. But number two, we like to be cutting edge. I think what keeps us excited and kind of ahead of the curve is we sort of always have our ear out there of what's happening, what's new. There's no shortage of reps coming to our office pitching new ideas, plans, their new potions. So we like to try to absorb it all and see what makes sense to us and how can it apply to maybe what we're already doing or piggyback off a technique or a protocol that always works. But you know, oddly enough, I like to listen to a lot of podcasts. Steve Ballmer, I believe, owns the Clippers, seems to do pretty well for himself. And someone was interviewing him, and the biggest thing I took out of that was your talent is your biggest asset. Mm-hmm. So out of all the Microsoft employees he had, if he looked back and what could he change, it was holding on to the talent that really drove that business. So, you know, we all want the one percenters and they're not the easiest to find.
Yes.
Clearly I'm sitting across from one right now. But, you know, I think through our journey, it's, you know, slowly refining who works for us and what they can bring to the table. And now that I feel like we have a great team, what can we do to hold on to them? And then how can we continue to grow?
Awesome. Awesome. This week actually marks 122nd year, and that's a baby for an organized solution for pain, but 122 years of chiropractic care serving humanity. You being a part of that and in a big market here in Atlanta, what say you about what the next 122 years is going to look like?
You know, I think, and the chiropractors know this out there, we are definitely the underdog when it comes to healthcare. Some people love us, some people hate us. We kind of have a saying, if you go to a medical doctor and you have a bad experience, you go find another medical doctor. If you go to a chiropractor and you have a bad experience, you've tried chiropractic.
Gotcha.
So hopefully we can change that outlook. Clearly we know we can't get everybody and everything healthy, but I think the millennials and even a lot of the older generation are kind of sick and tired of being sick and tired of, you know, medicine, the traditional way of looking at things. Clearly, you know, there's more than one way to skin the cat. So sometimes it's a combination of things, and it would be great to see, you know, chiropractic be more of a maintenance for people. I believe in it. I see it with myself and my family, my patients. If it's a couple of treatments a year, if it's once a month, you know, we all have our share of aches and pains, and it's great to be able to relieve a lot of those naturally. And so that would be a great focus moving forward and seeing it really be on the map a lot more for options for people. And if it's Obamacare or Trump Care or whatever's out there, hopefully they include us in that plan.
Yeah, that's a consideration. I've had some great coverage where chiropractic care was a part of it. I'll throw out one of the names as far as Kaiser Permanente and Blue Cross Blue Shield. I don't know what your experience has been with them, but I've used chiropractic care as a maintenance tool for me as a weekend warrior or an athlete myself. The pounding, the adjustments that we need to make. And I also heard recently there are people who, outside of the stress from the last storm, their bodies being thrown out of joint because they are having to move furniture that they are used to keeping outside to protect and whatnot. And then they're wondering why they're having this imbalance in their body. And what I've looked at chiropractic care as more of the practical way of healing, because learning your body and how incredible the body we have is and how it does heal. It seems like you've created an environment not only for the staff, but for the community or your patrons and your clients to come in and learn more about their body so that they can be a part of the self-healing process.
Yeah, you know, I think education is the key. If it's, you know, learning about the drugs you're taking or the surgery you're about to have, or like you said, keeping your body sort of tuned up. And I think there's probably a place and time for all of that somewhere in our world. But, you know, when we look at our general aches and pains, a lot of them can be handled through realignment, adjusting the spine, relieving that nerve pressure. There's no doubt the profession is evolving. I think we're seeing a lot more technique and research showing a lot of it's coming from the brain now. So if we can keep the brain healthy, sending the healthy signals down to the body and the spine, it's almost like, you know, we're fixing the source instead of just chasing the symptom, which, you know, clearly I think everybody can understand that. But, you know, I believe it's the mindset. You know, you were saying, just think of all these poor individuals who went through these hurricanes. Clearly, I think what Maria is coming through now and beating up Puerto Rico, the mental stress, which we all have, let alone going through a catastrophe like that in itself, we already know changes brain chemistry, mm-hmm. can affect how we feel. We probably have all heard at one point, you can almost think yourself sick.
Yes.
And that's why, you know, having that positive mental attitude is so key. So I think anything we can do to really start from the top down is going to be the key for long term. But, you know, I was a avid exerciser, still am, prior athlete my day. I got to a point I could barely ride a stationary bike 6-7 minutes because of my back pain. And, you know, through chiropractic, through some spinal decompression, something else we do here, a little bit of medicine, an injection, that was the sort of recipe that got me back on track. And now I stick to, of course, stretching, yoga, you know, meditation, my chiropractic care, eating well, exercising. And now I think that's what's keeping me feeling good long term. So I think anyone who likes to still be active, like yourself, or maybe just wants to get through their normal day and take care of the kids, walk around the block, you know, not to ignore those subtle signs and symptoms of that little ache and pain isn't going away. And what can I do to adjust it? Because a little in the beginning will go a long way and take a lot of weight off the back end. So hopefully you kind of understand that analogy.
Most definitely.
You know, no different than keeping our car tuned up periodically. We want to keep it running good. And to add to that, it's so unfortunate how some people put their car in front of their bodies. Oh, well, I got to get a new carburetor, but the treatment to my arm can be put on hold.
Yeah.
So as I told my father, this is the only vehicle you have. If you can't get around via that, what good is a brand new car?
Exactly.
So something to think about.
It's a lot to think about. You bring up the car and the four wheels or five wheels, the steering wheel as well, and looking at it as the components of the mind, body, soul, spirit, social aspect of us. And you know, the back two tires being the physical and the mental. The mental always affects the physical, and the physical always affects, you know, so they're joined. Stephen Covey speaks of the body in that sense of the wheels that are turning. And you touched on all of that. Looking from the perspective of where we were 10 years ago, 15 years ago in chiropractic, and now, you mentioned earlier about the cutting edge. What have you found is being something that is becoming more common now in this in chiropractic care?
You know, I think finishing up school, seeing a lot of the elder doctors come back and kind of giving us their little rah-rah speech of what their journey was, a lot of them would complain about, you know, practically how crippled their hands were from manually adjusting for 25, 30 years, their backs. I always thought we had some students in my class, a girl, she couldn't have been more than 4'11". And I'm like, how is she going to manually adjust a 6'7", you know, ex-NFL player? Like, yeah. How does that work? So what we're noticing now, as science is starting to be incorporated, is mechanical adjusters. So handheld instruments, which make it a lot easier on the doctor's body as it does on the patient's. And so I think that's going to extend the longevity of both the patient and the doctor, yeah, realistically. And for those that don't like their back being cracked or popped, which I'm kind of getting to the point that's not my favorite either, this has been such a simple route now for those that may be on the fence or skeptical or had a bad experience, to be able to now go in and sort of kind of fine tune that Ferrari.
Yeah.
We're,
yeah,
not having to get out the hammer and the nails, yeah, but, yeah, just some subtle things make a big difference. So I would have to probably guess that about 75% of most chiros now are using more handheld instruments or electronic instruments for that adjustment. And I think A, for the effectiveness, and B, for, you know, taking that pounding off each other's bodies.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the golden goose, golden egg scenario of taking care of yourself. I was a fireman. If you're on the plane, they say put the mask on yourself before you reach and even help the child or whatnot. And we were taught in academy that this is not your emergency. There's been a lot of investment in you to go out and save the day again, or be that, quote, hero, so to speak. So don't put your safety in front of. And I could understand the generation before you. There was a lot of proving that they felt they had to do, and they did it at all costs, even at the sacrifice of their own bodies, to prove that this is working. This is we're working with your body. You're seeing the results. So you had a headache, or you had this pain, and then you came in and got a series of adjustments or some treatment, and it's gone now. And you didn't have to take a pill or an adjustment, but you also improved your posture. You improved how you felt. Your breathing also improved. So it's that challenge of trying to press something so reasonable and practical into a generation of folks who we've all been conditioned with the association of medicine, not so much with wellness and healing, but kind of maintaining or controlling the symptoms, like you said, as opposed to going to the core problem. I mean, it's not called the central nervous system because it's not central and it's protected by that foundation. And it's so easy to forget the foundation, what we're standing on, our feet, and what's behind us, our backbone. And it's so natural. Just like you go back to the car analogy, you know, a lot of times we don't think about why we need a something inside the car to tell us about what's going on with the tires. And I remember going through driver's ed. One of the things that you did before you got in the car, you walked around, looked at the tires, and who has time for that now? Sure. And we rarely check the tread of our tires, but that's what everything is sitting on. And we can't see the transmission. So until we start having problems with it, we don't, you know, we're not preventive minded. And I think the chiropractic work is nothing but that. Yes, it helps to maintain that body vehicle, but it's definitely a practice that is very practical, and reasoning with yourself to appreciate what you have. I would assume it's very exciting to see that once again, the part of the, you felt this way when you came in, you feel a different way, that immediate gratification. And who doesn't want to be a part of that? That's something that you get to be a part of every day. How is that encouraging in moving forward with the work that you do?
Yeah, I mean, a couple points. I think our biggest joy, my biggest joy, is seeing Mrs. Johnson come in with the cane and 2-3 days or treatments later, no cane or no walker, or seeing almost some immediate change and gratification. So no amount of money can equate to seeing us improve someone's quality of life. I wanted to make a point getting back at kind of, you know, taking care of yourself first. Talk about sacrifice. Some of the chiropractic forefathers went to jail for practicing chiropractic.
Wow.
And it was considered voodoo back in the day. And there's probably someone
snake out there oil.
Listening thinking it still is. But, you know, how many people would risk themselves going to jail for doing what they believe in?
Mm.
So I think that carries a lot of weight to really learn the history of the first adjustment. Harvey Lillard got his hearing back. B.J. Palmer, the first chiro who did the adjustment, and lo and behold, this guy got his hearing back.
Wow.
So talk about being able to turn it around. You know, real quick, one of my favorite stories is dating this girl, went to her parents' house, rescued some dogs. Long story short, one of the dogs was having seizures, and they would know because Daisy, the other dog, would always howl when Bud was having a seizure. So took it to the vet. There wasn't much they could do, you know, just let it run its course. Well, just happened to watch a video at chiropractic school on how to adjust animals. So I said, let's get started. I adjusted Bud that day, and to this day, he no longer has seizures.
Wow.
So, you know, that was really exciting for me and really hit home. And once again, you know, seeing the quality of life that we could return to someone, you know, the smile back on their face, able to go back out and play with the kids, or now I'm able to go back to play that sporting event or to sit in that chair and, you know, play my instrument, stand up straight, you know, have good posture. All the things we want can be obtainable if you really look for them. So, you know, hopefully down the road, as I mentioned, this profession can be a bigger part of that.
Yeah, I think it will. I think it will. You mentioned that we'd like to, whether you like it or not, we were created or designed to move. And there are fundamental practical parts of that that you have to acknowledge. We weren't created to be sedentary. And what has happened is because we've been passive in our responsibility of stewarding this gift called a body in life, we've put ourselves in that place. For the skeptic who's listening right now or may have heard that this is an option that they need to consider, even from their medical doctor, depending on what their situation is. What would you say one of the best entrees to experiencing a general? What would you suggest someone coming in? Does it start with just a conversation, or is it the experience? Because it seems I look at it as more of an experience, but that's just me. It doesn't seem like chiropractic care really starts until the human touch is a part of the equation. What would you suggest?
I think that's a great point. And I believe, I know I've read, but there's a plenty of studies out there just to show the exchange of energy that happens when one human touches another, if it's massage or caressing, or you're with your intimate lover, whatever it may be. But when the mindset is healing and your intention is in that area, I'm not even too sure if we can measure completely what happens from one human to the next, but I think we all can understand the human touch and the power of it. So to that skeptic, I think we've all been in situations where our default, our fears had a certain mindset for us to say, no, it isn't going to work. I don't want to go down that path. You know, give it a try. And if maybe it's not the end result or the experience you look for, don't just chalk it up as I'm going to cross a line through the profession as a whole. We've all been to numerous medical doctors, and there's good ones and bad ones, and sometimes our bad experiences may just have been bad timing, but we eventually find what we're looking for. So I think it's just being open-minded and realizing there are a lot of good pros and cons with anything, but we know not all professions can heal all things. So it's finding what makes sense for you and sort of giving it that old college try. But there's a lot of believers out there. You know, clearly, I always like to say, you know, acupuncture has been around for 5,000 years. Mm-hmm. Medicine, what, about 100, 120, kind of like chiropractic. If it didn't work, it wouldn't have stood the test of time.
Yeah,
we would have debunked it a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's here to stay, and it's just a great option to have. So if you're on that natural path and you want to keep your healing in that direction, or you're ready to sort of get out of that medication lane and move into something more natural, you know, give us a try.
Mm.
And I think there's a lot to gain.
Gotcha. I agree. Tell me this. We talked earlier, too, about the all things. It's never one thing, but it's pretty much a lot of things that we have to consider in our journey to heal our bodies. Primarily, and I'm hearing more even in the chiropractic circles, the connection to the brain. Tell me a little bit about what you all are doing here in that space.
You know, just thinking of how a human begins, sperm and egg come together, and as we start looking at what first develops, I believe it's called the notochord, which sort of looks like a tadpole.
Mm-hmm.
It's the brain with the tail, which is essentially the spine. So what a lot of people don't understand is the spine is part of the brain. It's one unit, hence the term central nervous system. So I think, you know, a lot of the profession believes that just adjusting the upper cervical region, which is closest to the brain and actually affecting the brain stem, is all they do. So even if you came in with a low back issue, they would still adjust the upper cervical and still see change. So I think at our clinic, you know, getting back to how it's sort of a multidiscipline or a comprehensive approach, I think it's addressing each individual's problem just that, and setting up specific care plans for them. You know, it kind of leads me back to one of the treatments we do is an ion foot bath. And what that is great for is pulling all the toxins out of the body. And we can't avoid them. Pesticides, industrial pollution, smoke, you name it, we can't avoid it. So to cleanse from the inside out, I'm not surprised when people come and say, colors seem more vivid to me. My hearing seems a little more acute. My sense of smell. And a lot of that we know comes from those cranial nerves in the brain.
Yeah.
So I think that's really part one, or part of anyone's care, is that cleansing portion. And of course, making sure the spine is clear of its subluxations or nerve interference.
Yeah, yeah.
But to kind of answer that question a little more specifically, we also do a cranial technique. Our skull bones fit together just like a puzzle would. And when we breathe in, they should expand. When we breathe out, they should contract.
Mm.
Usually, of course, trauma can cause this, but a lot of our emotional stress can fixate those cranial bones.
Mm.
And so there is a very simple technique we do to help release those. So for a lot of people, any sort of ear, eyes, nose, throat, or anything above the shoulder type of issue can be affected from that cranium.
Mm.
So that is something we've been doing for quite some time that can really help precipitate sort of above down, inside out, as we like to say, starting with the brain and moving its way down the body.
Wow. I love that. Above down, inside out. Wow.
That's where powerful healing comes from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, yeah. As pain management specialists, that's usually what gets our attention. To respond to the pain. And we all have a level or a threshold of pain that we tolerate. Some of us get to the point where, you know, it's not that we enjoy it, but we know how to manage it, quote, ourselves. I know that's not the only association you want to, because I hear nothing but healing specialists. The more we talk, it's about that healing. But, you know, in the society, we need something that gets us to respond and as opposed to react, respond to our healing and those triggers. Pain is a trigger to do that. I'm hearing that there's almost also an opportunity to enhance some of the sensory of an individual. If they're not having pain now, it's not, doesn't mean that they don't need to see a chiropractor. It sounds, I mean, if I want, if I'm a foodie and I want to taste, see if I can enhance my taste buds, you know, maybe there's something where I need to, you know, possibly come in. And so there's, not to make it a novelty, but it also helps you discover maybe something else that you haven't been paying attention to. I think chiropractic could almost be, you know, something that an entree, like a little tapas here, you know, menu, because you all offer a lot here.
Yeah, I think a couple things you mentioned. First and foremost, we like to say we pride ourselves on natural pain management. Mm. Everyone hears pain management, and now, it, you know, we think opioids and the crisis that's happening. Of course, what happened to Prince and a lot of other individuals, and it is a crisis. Actually, more or less an epidemic. And that's not where we come from. We're here to try to minimize those handouts of medication and give people an opportunity to heal and get them off those meds. So we really feel we're part of the solution. But it's so unfortunate that that term pain management gets thrown into that category. And so, you know, we're really trying to kind of plow forward and change the viewpoint on that. And it's just unfortunate that's sort of the black eye it's gotten, and rightfully so. So, you know, on the second thing you mentioned, sure, would we all love some heightened senses and, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, a lot of us don't realize something wasn't quite right until it feels better. I didn't really realize my left leg was a little weaker than the right till I was doing boot camp.
Yeah.
You know? Or, you know, my grip strength wasn't as strong until I realized I couldn't open the pickle jar on the one side. And then after I had X, Y, and Z treatment, sure enough, you know, I'm back to normal. So, you know, it's kind of that dimmer switch principle. If we sat in this room and someone slowly turned down the light little by little over the course of, say, 8 hours, next thing you know, you and I are sitting in the dark. And next thing, hey, what happened to the light?
Yeah.
And sometimes our health is that way. So, you know, the dentist gave me a good analogy the other day. He goes, you have a cavity. I said, I do, because I don't have any pain in my mouth or a toothache. So we're so kind of born and bred in this country to just not go to the doctor until the symptoms show up. But clearly that's a great example how I didn't have any symptoms, but I'm not going to deny what the dentist told me. So when you come in and see a chiropractor, he's going to notice that, yes, you have some nerve impingement. Now, doc, I don't have any back pain. Well, you don't have any back pain yet.
Yet.
So let's catch it before it becomes an issue. And then it may be sort of too big or evolved too far for us to be able to turn back the clock. So, you know, I think anti-aging is sort of a big buzz now. And who doesn't want to look younger?
Well, you're doing pretty well.
Thank you. Thank you. So I think, you know, it sort of kind of plays into that. If we can catch the pink flags before they become red flags, boy, now we're in the real driver's seat with our health.
Yeah.
You know, can I look at my blood and get a good breakdown of where things are heading and kind of head them off at the pass?
Yeah.
So that's really the smart health connoisseur of taking that initiative and, you know, being ahead of the curve.
Yeah. Awesome. Dr. Timothy Dembowski of the Atlanta Medical Clinic, tell our listeners how we can get in touch with you. Of course, this is going to be in the show notes as well, but tell us how the best way to get in touch with you.
Of course, AtlantaMedicalClinic.com. I always like to say we have nothing to do with Atlanta Medical Center, the hospital. No offense to them. I'm sure they're good at what they do, but we do get some confusion there. Also, our direct line is 404-872-8837. And what we really offer anybody is a free consultation to come on in, sit with me. Let's just talk about the problem. If we can help you, we'll give you our menu of services and see where that takes us. God forbid we can't. We'll do our best to point you in the right direction.
Thank you so much, Doc.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Business Authority Radio with Neil Howe and Greg Williams. To learn more about the resources mentioned in today's show or to listen to past episodes, visit businessauthorityradio.com.